Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Make Your Name Great Podcast.
Hey, we're back.
We are back. After a long break, we came back.
Yes.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
I shouldn't have left you.
Shouldn't
have. We're out of dope pod to listen to.
What?
Okay. So anyways, hey, welcome to I'll Make Your Name Great Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Tyrone Robertson, and I am joined by my wonderful, beautiful, illustrious wife, Ashley Robertson.
Aww.
We're back, Ashley.
We're back.
We are back. And we take quite a bit of break from dropping episodes. So I'm sure many people are saying, hey, what's going on? Where y'all at? Where you been? What happened?
That's a fair question.
It's a fair question. We was there, and then all of a sudden we just kind of made a disappearing act. With no explanation, no nothing, just kind of we're out.
Yes.
So yeah, we'll have to fix that.
Right.
So today's episode, we'll be all answering all those questions. Where we've been, what's going on, what's happened. And that's what this episode's going to be about.
Yes.
So we'll kind of just kind of jump into it. So the first question is, Ashley, why have we not been dropping episodes?
We had a lot going on in our life. We had a dramatic effect that changed everything. The loss of our grandmother.
Yes.
And that kind of put really everything on a hold from there. And it's just, we've been trying to get everything back in order from
there. Right. And I would say too, and I think it's for the most part, this is probably mostly on me. Because I was probably the main one. I'm not feeling it. I don't know what happened. I don't know.
Thank you for taking ownership.
I don't know. I didn't feel inspired to drop episodes.
You hear that, guys?
Yeah.
He didn't feel inspired to drop.
I didn't feel inspired to drop episodes and to record. I don't know. I don't know if I was wondering if I was being heard or if I was just going through a, is it worth it type of thing? Or I don't know. Then I got swamped with day-to-day life and business. Part of me just lost the inspiration to record. And it's kind of weird because not only did I lose the inspiration to record, but I also decreased the amount of podcasts I was listening to in general.
Right.
So at one point I had about 10 to, podcasts I was listening to constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And then that dropped to like 3. It was like 3 I kept up with. The rest I kind of like let go. And I think that's kind of I wasn't feeling podcasts for a while.
Well, what's making you feel podcasty now?
The reason why we started this pod is because we wanted to have these conversations, have these dialogues. I think that's still inside of me. I still felt like these conversations were needed and important dialogues. I still felt like they were there,
right?
And they needed to come out. And so that longing is like, I knew I had to come back. Mm-hmm. I went through a slump. I don't know if it was midlife crisis.
Everybody.
Do you have a midlife crisis at 33?
Yeah, 33, 22, man. You have a midlife crisis whenever you have a crisis.
And so I think that's what it was. I think I had just identity crisis. You know, I'm not going the right way and I'm doing something I like doing. But the truth is, I hit record. I do like recording podcasts. I like putting them out. And so I think it was just a funk that I was in.
It's the fan. All the people want to dance. Okay, I'm sorry.
Hey, keep going. I like it. I like it that it's not just me. Because usually it's me that busts out in a random song that based on a word, but I'm glad it's not just me. So I think that's kind of reason where we've been, or why we stopped dropping. It's really not why we stopped dropping. It's why it's really been on me. And then, like I said, the other things, the death of grandmother, that kind of put a damper on the back half of it. And so I think all those things kind of came into play of why we stopped dropping. Here's another thing I would have like a little bit of discussion too with you, Ashley, is because while this is, I think I'm a little more familiar with the podcast world, both listening to them, dropping them, recording them.
100% you are.
This go around was kind of your first endeavor. I was looking for the right word. Endeavor into the podcast space. So how do you feel about the podcast episodes that we dropped?
Of course, we can always do improvement,
right?
100%. But overall, I think it was good. It was a good experience. I think we enjoyed doing it.
Right.
Surprisingly, we got more watches after we stopped dropping episodes than when we were doing it. I don't know what's up with that, but I guess that's how we're doing things now. And so I don't think it was like not effective. I think it was just a great learning experience. And for me, I enjoyed it. you know, I was like, yay, I'm here supporting my dude, doing the podcast.
How do you feel about being a podcaster now?
I don't know if I would completely call myself a podcaster.
You dropped a podcast with your name on it. You're a podcaster.
Is that how that works?
That's how it works. Oh. I didn't say you're a professional podcaster.
No, like, definitely not. There's not
like, but you're a podcaster.
I mean, I guess it's cool. How do you feel? The person who's been studying and listening to different podcasts, now here you are stepping in, creating your own baby of it. How do you feel? Giving birth.
I like it. I like it having the conversation, having a recording, having a virtual diary, not virtual, a audio diary of thoughts, feelings, and expressions that I had at one point in time.
True. That's cool. I think a female diary.
Right.
Nope. Saying, dudes, y'all, welcome to our world.
And so I think I like that. I think the one thing that's very interesting always with being a podcaster is how cautious you try to be with your words, because yes, it does create a record, a file of what you've said, what you've been saying. And so there is no back of like, I didn't really say that. You know,
right.
It's kind of like one of them. It's like, you know, the reality TV shows where at the reunion, they have these arguments about what was said in the argument. And like, I didn't really say that. It's like, you did say that. I didn't say that. And then Bravo or MTV or VH1 will play back the clip
and
show exactly what the person said. Like, nah, they really said it.
We got evidence.
Right? We got evidence. And I think that's kind of how it is now. It's like, whatever I say now, it's like, nah, we got evidence of what you said, bro.
Nah, you said it.
You said it. And we got evidence of it. And so I think from that standpoint, I think there's some hesitation in I can't think of another word, but hesitation and a good amount of fear with it.
Okay.
But I think that is kind of necessary, kind of with that. And so,
do you think your hesitation and fear, you know, we just talk, do you think that would hold you back from going forth and just walking fully into this?
I think it holds me back on some discussions, some okay. topics and some thoughts. I'm trying to be mindful because like me and you have both experienced how we might feel now is different than how we felt when we were 20.
Right. 100%.
And so to have this audio record of this is what you said.
In
your 30s. And like, and I'm 40. I'm like, I don't know what that dude was talking about. He was right. Crazy. He was out of his mind, you know?
Totally loony.
He was bonkers. And so I think that's some of that hesitation.
Right.
Do you feel that hesitation with your words?
Nope. Hey, look, and it's not that I don't agree with you. I think 100%, 10 years from now, I'll be different than who I am today. Right. And 20 years from then, I'll be different than who I am then. But I understand life change. I understand people change. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not the type of person, I don't feel like, that I hold people against their will when they change. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I understand that you might have felt this way one day. Maybe you've come into the light. Maybe you learned something new you didn't know. And that's okay. And be like, yo, I was wrong back then. I thought it was this, but now it's that. And so for me, yeah, I know I would change. And it's just be like, see, I come a mighty long way, didn't I?
I guess that's true. I guess that's a good way of looking at it is that at the end of the day, and maybe I need to add this on here, you know, hey, we reserve the right to later on come back and realize we were wrong.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
I should add that at the end, you know, at the good. End. Just remember, we reserve the right to, we could be wrong.
We could be wrong. We might, you know, be enlightened.
How do you feel about some of the discussions we've had so far on the podcast episodes?
Some of them are good. You know, I got some feedback from some of our listeners. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that they liked it of some of the podcasts were they liked it when we were very helpful in relationships matters. Mm-hmm. And so there are times where we didn't even talk about that. But I think overall, we're just people that we just talk about our life, right? And right. we talk about how we got to where we are. And the truth of the matter is our whole adult life, we've been in a relationship. So that is a key part of who we are.
And I think that's right. I don't want to cut you off, but that is really true statement. There is no separation between our adult life and our relationship. And because we've got to start as 18. So there is no separation. There is no time period. It's our entire adult life was shaped and molded by our relationship. Our relationship right. was shaped and molded by our adult life. And so, yeah.
We're a little different than some people. And there's other people out there like us too. You know what I'm saying? That's our perspective. We have our own different type of perspective. And so I think our overall, the episodes, I think they were good because they reached people. If it only helped one person, I think that's fine. My goal when I look at these podcasts, and no shade to anybody that listens, but one of my first reasons of doing this is for my kids. Right. When they get to these ages, or if mommy's no longer here, they can find, or daddy's no longer here, they can find a record of us, mm-hmm. and what we sound like, and what we believe, and what our principles are, and what we stand by for guidance.
You know? Not only that, but also like grandkids, and it goes right. further, right? Because sometimes grands. I think sometimes even like my experience with like my girl, sometimes you don't always get all the stories and all the communication, and it's hard to picture them. And
they tend to forget sometimes.
Right. What were they like when they were in their 30s or 40s and 20s? And, you know, what were they like then? What was that experience like for them? And I think having this, and you're right, is another benefit of having that record of, that's what my grandparents sounded like. That's what my grandparents thought. This is what how they interacted. This, you know, right. this is what their thought process was. And this is their experiences as they grew up.
The beauty and the blessing of a podcast.
I think that's dope. Actually, I never thought about that. I think that was dope. That's why I married her.
It's like a live record. Okay. Okay, I'm about to get a little corny here, but I'm just going to say it. It reminds me like Star Wars when you know, okay, maybe I'm doing it wrong.
No, go ahead.
I said it wrong way because you gave me that look like you're not in the right atmosphere. You're not in the right universe.
It could be Star Wars. I'm just waiting for you to go because I know you mix Star Wars and Star Trek up a lot.
I do. So it might be Star Trek. I'm sorry. My bad.
But go ahead.
But it's the one with...
It's Star Trek. Because you're talking about Spock.
I'm talking about Spock. Okay,
by the way, she's... For people, you know, because we don't have video, she's putting up her fingers in the Spock symbol. We kind of join the two fingers.
I know how to do that.
Live long and prosper.
I love that saying. Okay. I love that saying. Tied it somewhere. But anyway, they would do a record mm-hmm. when they on the ship. And it would just...
A Catholic's log.
That's what it is. Yeah. And I thought it was, you know, you learn things when you watch TV and show. And I was like, I think that's just real new. They go back and they listen. And when one of their captains die or something, they can go back and they can read and... Learn from them.
And get a mindset and get an idea of what they were thinking at that time. It's like what, you know, I think we were watching both Star Trek Discovery and one of the episodes, season two, spoiler warning, but it's season two Star Trek Discovery. You should have watched it. Spock had gone missing and went off Luna. And they're like, hey, what happened? He had a mental break. And so his sister, at that time, Burnham, went back and listened to his audio logs to kind of see what was his thought process at the time. Right. And because they were at the time, they were fresh, they were thought, yeah, that was dope.
And so I think about that in our children and even other people who have podcasts, how dope is it that your kids can go and listen back to a record of who you are?
Dope and scary, probably.
Yes.
So I think for me, though, I think I really love our episodes, too, that we dropped. I think within each episode that there's also gems in there. I think things that people can kind of take and go forward. I think I loved your truth plating discussion. Whereas, you know, the truth is all in how you played it.
I got a lot of feedback from that.
Yeah. I think that was outstanding. And I think that's something that's can really stick with people and kind of go forward with them. And we're going to go forward with that. So,
yes.
Okay. So this is probably a really question for me.
Okay. Go ahead.
Why are we coming back?
You tell me.
I think this is more so on me, but for me, why we're coming back is I think the conversations and discussions that we've had that made us start this podcast, mm-hmm. they didn't stop just because we stopped recording, right? We've had conversations through this time during this break, like, man, that should be great to record because we had these conversations, dialogues back and forth about dog process. What do you think here? And what do you think here? And what do you think caused that? And all these different scenarios and situations that I've like, wow, you know, I feel like it would really help others.
If we captured it.
And I think that longing of why we started is the same reason why we had to come back.
Right.
Because I feel like those conversations, those discussions were dope and were necessary.
Yeah, you're dope.
I mean, I'm all right. I just ride your coattails.
Nah. We are very intertwined.
So why did you want to come back?
Well, mainly because of the last reason that I expressed the log. And right. then to support you.
Hey.
You know, why else would I be here than to support my husband in his endeavors to build you to be the best for our family? I was, like you said, you the podcaster expert, not me.
Well, expert's a strong word.
Oh, well, compared to me. Okay. I would like that. Compared to me. I've listened to podcasts, but I've listened to podcasts like financial podcasts.
And nothing consistent for you, right?
No, nothing consistent.
It's like, oh, I like this one episode or this individual discussion, but not nothing consistent.
Yeah. Nothing has my loyalty. Okay, I put it like that. Nothing has my loyalty. But about this.
Would you consider sermons a podcast?
Now, in my defense, in my ear, it don't have – I mean, actually, I think they do have
a
podcast.
They create, for a lot of them create sermons.
I watch sermons all day, probably every day.
Yes, you do.
So that would probably be my podcast.
That would be your podcast, yes.
I'm a drowner in a word.
that would be your podcast. Okay, so that's where we come back. So then, I guess one of the big things or discussions or things people would want to know is, all right, y'all left for a while. Now y'all back. Are y'all really back?
Of course we are.
And that's all I'll say. We are. We are back. We are back to dropping weekly. We are back to coming back with our
being committed.
Being committed. And by the way, I also know that we kind of fell off on the Committed to Greatness Facebook group.
Yeah.
We're coming back with that too. We are recommitting back to this journey and this endeavor because I want to stick to it. And so we're coming back. We're back to the posts, back to the posting, back to the karaoke TikToks, back to the Committed to Greatness Facebook group. We will go live one of these days.
Probably.
And have you know, the amazing thing is too about having a podcast, is how many of the things that we recorded that will never see the light of day? Like we have a video that we recorded.
Yeah.
Never came out. We have episodes, never came out. It's just a lot.
But you don't want to put out your worst stuff neither. You want to put your best foot forward.
And that's what it is. We just continue to get better at it and kind of work and maneuver, and we are still working at it and finding the groove. We got kids, and so you might hear kids in the background on one of these things like,
hey, that's real life. That's what it is.
That's real life. We are not, we're not
in a professional studio.
We're not above life. Part of life, right?
Yes.
And so we're coming back. We're coming back with weekly episodes. We're coming back with Committed to Greatness post and discussions in the Facebook group friends post.
Right.
And we are fully back.
And guess who's back?
Back again. I'll make your name great. Back. Tell a friend. Guess who's back?
Greg's back.
And that's back too. The random songs that we change the lyrics and realize we don't really know the lyrics. And by the way, this is random and it has nothing to do with nothing. But you never know how much you don't know the lyrics until you're asked to sing what there's no.
I know. I'd be so embarrassed. I'd be like, I know that song.
We was doing karaoke one night for Christmas Eve. And it was like, the karaoke. It's like, you realize, I didn't really know the words this whole time.
Right.
I didn't really understand what they were saying. I was just kind of, and then jump back in when the chorus comes.
Right. Because everybody knows the chorus.
Because everybody knows the chorus.
Right.
And so, yeah, that's what we've been doing.
That's what we've been doing. Up to.
Okay. So, let's go ahead and get into our We're Not Strangers segment.
All right.
So our We're Not Strangers segment is where Ashley and I would pick some cards out of the We're Not Strangers game, and we ask the questions to each other and get the answers. We see where the dialogue kind of goes and directs us to. So that, you want to go first or you want me to go first?
I'll go first.
All right. We're going to start with the level one perception.
All right. Finish the sentence just by looking at you, I think.
Okay. So just by looking at me, what do I think you think? Okay.
Just by looking at you, I think.
Okay. Well, of course, I'm charming. I'm handsome. I'm outstanding.
Oh, there you go, y'all.
I am, Adonis. And all those things. Of course, all those things. I would say so one, true. I'm definitely silly. Silly, yes. Goofy. I like to have fun. All those things. I think those are things that probably stand out to me. If anybody looks at me for any perception of time, I'm probably going to do something silly or goofy. Because I like those things. I like doing those things. I have fun doing those things.
I can agree.
Okay. So the level one for you is, what about me is most strange or unfamiliar to you?
Ooh. Well, people always say I get to do. But anyway, one of the things that I think is strange about you to me is your level of forgiveness.
Hmm.
Which is one of the things that drew me to you and intrigued me by you. I have found you to have an unmatched forgiveness.
Mm. You know, I've never, of all the things, you know, mine sounded so weak now compared to that. I'm giving, I'm silly and goofy. Unmatched forgiveness. Wow. You know, of all things, I've never heard that about myself.
Yeah, besides God and Jesus, no, yeah, of course, but you know.
You know, like that I forgive people. Do you think it's people or just you?
I think honestly it's people. I used to think it was just me, but you're not a grudge holder. Mm-hmm. You know right. what I'm saying? You don't throw things in people's face. You don't mm-hmm. remind them of them. You honestly try to help people if they let you. I think people have a misconception of who you are. Mm-hmm. But the truth of the matter is, you're a really kind person. I know you don't want nobody to know that.
Yeah, I don't want anybody to know that. Listen.
But.
I'm really hard.
I know. You're harder than these streets out here. I know.
I'll be in these streets.
Yeah.
I'll be in these streets.
ABC streets.
I'll be in the Sesame Street. Sesame Street. With Big Bird.
Big Bird. Cookie Monster.
Okay, I'll go next with level two, which is connection.
Okay.
Have you ever told someone I love you, but didn't mean it? If so, why?
I don't know if this is the fair question to ask, because you always told me anything in high school you don't.
I mean, but if you feel like you loved them, then you said it.
Well, evidently, I didn't feel like I loved them because I know I lied, right? So that defeats the purpose.
So you have told someone I love you,
and didn't mean it.
Yeah.
Haven't we all?
So it's not my question.
I see.
Question.
Yeah,
so why did you tell? Why did you tell them? Feel pressure to tell them?
I did.
Because they told you first.
Yes.
Also, you felt you didn't want to hurt their feelings?
Correct.
Oh, by the way, can we have that discussion? What is the proper thing to say? If someone says, I love you, well, and you don't feel it back, like, are you supposed to say, like, I feel like any answer other than I love you back sounds arrogant. If you say, thank you, that sounds arrogant, right?
It does.
Like, try this. Like, go ahead and say, I love you.
I love you.
Thank you. That's just awkward, right?
It is.
Or you know, thank you, or I know, or...
Okay.
Okay. Like, I don't know... What the proper response is for that?
I mean, well, I had to learn because I did that.
Yeah, you just lied.
I did. I did
that. Clearly not the proper expression.
No, that wasn't. I was, you know, there's no honor in lying. So there I go belittling my character because I want to make this other person feel better because of how they feel. What I've grown to understand because, okay, that dynamic got a little crazy. Mm-hmm. But what I learned to understand, hey, don't feel pressure to tell somebody that. And you say, well, what is the correct response? I think, okay, you got to, again, going back okay. how you play okay. truth.
Let's do role play. I'm going to say it and you give me what your perfect response is.
Okay. Well, it's not perfect.
Ashley, I love you.
That is so sweet and so endearing. And you give the person a hug.
Wow. So it's not until they go home until they realize, wait, they ain't say nothing back. So it gets you out of the moment at the time. Now I'm trying to think if you've ever done that to me. That's so sweet. That's so endearing. I gotta think.
Why do we have to do that? We did.
It's
my turn. Let me just.
So sweet and endearing.
All right. So, how can you become a better person?
I think that was something I strived to do. I think it hit me when I hit like 30, of wanting to strive to be a better person, and that. I started increasing the amount of books I read and changed the books. I started reading in general because I didn't read much before. Started increasing books I read and increasing for that change of mindset and perception. I think one, I spent a little more time with myself, got in more insight on who I am and how I think. And not only that, but I went down the rabbit holes of thought. Why do I think this way? What am I thinking that way?
Yeah.
And sometimes I discovered certain things or thought processes that I didn't realize we're at the root of things, right? And that's why I think those helped. I think
you like rabbit holes, huh?
Like the rabbit holes. Well, sometimes you need to get those rabbit holes of mm-hmm. thought, and because sometimes what you say in your mind sounds different in your mind than it does when it comes out of your mouth.
Correct.
It's sometimes like you'll be thinking things in your mind, and as soon as you say it out loud, you're like, "That sounds crazy,"
right?
Because you hear yourself as you say, "Like that sounds crazy," or I'll say something like, "I understand this sounds off, and I understand I'm being selfish, but that's just how I feel all the time." So I think those things, I think in reading, seeking knowledge, spending time with yourself and reflecting, I think talking to others and what they perceive of you, gathering knowledge from there, I think all those things help. Going to therapy.
Yes.
That was actually one of the awesome things that we did during the break.
I'm glad you said that for the man out there.
Yeah, I went to therapy for a while.
It's okay. It's cool. It's dope.
And had some conversations there and some thought process. All those things. I think also, I think first and foremost, though, you got to want to be better.
Right. I agree.
If you want to be better, you'll find what works for you to get you there.
Right.
And I think that's it. You got to want to.
I agree.
And so, yeah. Wow. That's.
So are you doing the last one first?
I'll start the last one first.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, I started the second one first, right? So you're back on you starting the last one.
Oh, okay. First. What about me most surprised you? Wasn't that the same question that you asked me?
No, I asked you.
Your second one?
What about me is most strange and unfamiliar? And I asked you, what have you told someone I love you?
Oh, okay.
I think the thing that's surprising, there's some things I knew offhand. I'm trying to think, what did I learn second?
You got to filter through it.
I would say, because there's a lot of things. Like, I could talk about, like, how guarded you are. While a lot of people have access to you, you don't allow your access to others. I think that's one of the things that you kind of realize.
Tell my secrets.
Yeah, sorry. I don't want to blow you out too much. But a lot of people have this connection to you and connect with you, but you have done a great job of navigating. And I think it also goes back to the I love you answer. You have done a great job of navigating people's thoughts, feelings, and conversations where you give the people the connection they feel like they want without actually opening yourself up and into those people themselves. Dang. That's one. Another thing that's
so
that,
cold that, like, and heartless
is you're actually sillier than you let off at first, than people recognize
is
at first.
Is that right?
Yes, you are sillier and goofier than you recognize at first. Now, it may just be I rub it off on you.
I think that's what it is.
But I think that's it too. And I think also, I think the main thing is how much you really do want to help others.
I love that.
You really do love helping and reaching out and trying to help others.
It might be a blind spot of mine.
It could, I think, to a fault. At times to a fault. But at the end of the day, that's, and I kind of told you, if helping others is what makes you feel good, then I think you should do that. Right?
Yep.
And I should go forward with that. Okay. I don't know. Mine was okay. What do you admire most about me?
Oh,
I think you got a long list. I mean, we could be here all day. That's a whole episode.
Oh, no, I'm not giving you no long list. I mean, I'm not making your head no bigger than what it already is.
Listen, we can be here all day.
I can give you some pointers
if you need some help.
But no, I don't need any pointers. You tell me every episode how great you are.
I mean,
let me pick one. And I just want to pick one.
Okay.
All the wives might shoot me for them, but I'm going to pick this one. I really love how you are as a father.
Mm-hmm.
Not a dad, a father.
Right.
To me, there is a difference.
There is a difference.
You know, you're not a sperm donor. You're not a pop-up. You are a father. And I don't think a lot of people get to experience a true father.
Right.
What that look like, what that feel like, and how that adds to your children's lives. Mm-hmm. And of course, as a woman, as a mother, my children is my pride and joy. They're my legacy.
Right.
So anybody or anyone who can pour into them greatness or just being there for them, DNA or not, is a plus to me, right. You know? And so the way you care, the way you teach, the way you take control of the household, whether it's spiritual, financial, emotional, whether you're getting them in fit, exercising, I mean, you name it, you do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, people be like, ask you to, no, Tyrone be up, be with the babies and stuff. Yeah, I have a person. Nah, he runs his castle and he runs it well, you know? And to put that forth in front of my kids, that this is what a man do. There is nothing underneath a man. When it comes to his household, this is what a father do. There's nothing underneath a man or a father when it comes to providing and taking care of their kids. I fall at your feet for that.
I'll send you the Cash App as soon as we get done recording. I pay her to say those things. I have a script I gave it to her. She paid me to say
those. I wish.
But I think that does it for We're Not Strangers segment. I think that kind of wraps up this episode. We are back and we're here. We're here to stay. And so, yeah. And so once again, and by the way, I think we kind of alluded to this, but I don't think we quite said this. Thank you for everybody who listened while we were still going.
Yes, sticking it in with us. Thank you.
I was so shocked that it was like 3 or 4 months. You got so many listeners. I was like, wait, y'all was listening. It's like, you like me. You really, really like me.
The interesting thing is where the listenings were coming from, to be honest right. with you. In Germany, across seas. So I want to shout out to the people across the seas, the listeners. Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Thank you, everybody who listened and stuck with us and rocked with us and was patient with us and all those things. So this is the I'll Make Your Name Great podcast, the podcast you listen to on your journey to greatness. Oh, and by the way, and we reserved the right to later on realize we were wrong.
Anything we said. Anything we said.
I'm gonna put that out there. I'm Tyron Robertson.
And I'm Ashley Robertson.
All right, we're out.